Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So I'm out in Colorado skiing with a group of buddies this weekend, and it's been an incredible time. And one of the things about skiing is you get an opportunity to really talk because you get time on the chairlift, we get time at dinner, at lunch, after hours, and we really get into some pretty interesting discussions. And one of the discussions we got into was just treatment of other people and just how poor it is from a societal standpoint, especially here in the United States. And, you know, the role model for how we treat each other often starts with our elected officials and government. And the thing that really makes me sick is just how nasty things have become. It starts at the beginning where, you know, you've got these campaigns going on and the negativity that gets slung on both sides. It's just horrific. Somehow it's okay to tear down your opponent. And then it doesn't end there, because when you look inside of, you know, places like the U.S. Congress, the people on both sides of the aisle, not only do they not see eye to eye politically, they seem not to get along at all personally. And, you know, in talking to some friends that have had a lot of exposure to the U.S. Congress, one thing that they've told me is that people used to get along. They used to have their arguments during the day, and in the evening, you know, they'd go to the pub and have a beer, and that would be that. And the next day they would go in and do what they had to do. But now it seems like it's just so adversarial and so nasty. Why can't people just be civil to each other? This concept of civility, and I think it starts, you know, we should see it in government, right? And you know, when you look at civility and what it is, the definition of civility is formal politeness and courtesy in behavior or speech. This concept of being civil should carry not just to our elected officials. We should be civil, and not just civil in person, civil in our interactions online. Why is it that we have to attack other people because they have a different viewpoint than our own? We've talked about this many times before. You're not going to change people's minds. If they have deep-seated beliefs, they're not going to, nothing you say is going to change their mindset. Now, if it's an idea they have, maybe you have a chance. But if it's a belief, forget about it. It's just not worth it. And you're going to create enemies along the way. So the idea is go take the route of being civil. And as my mother used to tell me all the time, if you have nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all. Why can't we just hold back some of the nastiness that's coming out? And if you're online, ask yourself a question. If the person was standing in front of you, would you be saying the same things? That's the first step. And then if the second question you should be asking yourself, are you being civil to everyone around you? Being civil means being a classy individual. It means carrying yourself the right way. And it means not having any skeletons in your closet so that there's nothing there that people can come back at you on. If you tear other people down, very often they want to find a way to get back at you. That's not something any one of us should want in our lives. You shouldn't want people that want to have revenge on you and want to get back at you. Because at some point in your life, you're going to be in a vulnerable position. And if other people are in a position to take advantage of that situation, that puts you in a bad spot. The solution? Just be civil. And as I said before, if you have nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there, they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher where they can pull in the show. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me later this week for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. For today, I just want you to think about your interactions. Are you as civil as you should be with the people that you're encountering? And just take the adage that my mother gave me. If you have nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all.